Hi. I'm a very grateful recovering addict, and my name is Linda. Welcome, all you courageous people. We're here to celebrate recovery, right? And I'm normally not such a topic person, but to celebrate anything in Narcotics Anonymous, I can do that. So our topic here today in this meeting is celebrate recovery. When I walked in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous almost 14 years ago, I went to my first convention here in Rotterdam. I was probably about 6 months clean. I'm a very social person, but I had lost all my social abilities. I was totally shut down. I could not even have a conversation about the weather. So I hid for 3 days behind the literature table doing service. And I thrive on doing service. I've did service from day one, and I'll do service until I die clean, hopefully. I saw that the person with the least amount of clean time in here has 17 days clean. I am very proud of to have you here, and it makes me emotional because the entrance of new people is the security of my recovery. And it's so courageous. You know, it's overwhelming, it's scary. And for the people young in recovery, I do this. Don't look up to any of us, because we are all only one arm length away from using. And welcome people through Zoom. They're there too. I don't want anyone to have the experience I had at my first convention. I kept coming back those 3 days because I learned that my comfort zone is isolation and using. So I needed to get out of that fear and out of my comfort zone in order to gain recovery. Scared dipping late eyes out of me. So for any of you, no matter if you're 41 years clean or 17 days, if you are struggling, tap anyone on the shoulder and say, please, do you have a minute for me? And for the ones that are not struggling and been around for a while, would you please remember we are all here to help? I want every one of you to celebrate your recovery. I came in broken after 30 years of using. And Narcotics Anonymous saved my life as it did yours. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You know, my mom gave birth to me, but it's Narcotics Anonymous and the people in this fellowship that gave me fucking life. And I'm grateful for every second that I have. And in my recovery, I faced a good amount of challenges. Using does not come to mind. The only thing, my first reaction is, who am I gonna call? For me personally, it's easier to not pick up that first one than to die of the horrors of addiction. I can't believe you guys came with so many from all over the world. That's really, really awesome. So I surrender to recovery on a daily basis. I keep doing service because when I have a commitment, I will stay clean. I'm not going to go back out there. If I would not have done service, I probably would not have been here anymore. Because there's been times in my recovery that I said, oh, fuck you all. I'm done. But my sense of commitment is strong, so I kept going. And I kept going. And now I thrive on service. I wouldn't know where I'd be without service. Service taught me to play on the playground without putting my shovel in somebody else's skull because they say something that I don't agree with. It matured me. It deepens my recovery in service. And sometimes it's rough in service when we have different opinions. All we have to remember is, why are we here? So we can look at what is the solution. You guys came from 50 countries to Europe, or to Rotterdam when you're in Europe, to celebrate recovery. So I really hope, how much time do I have left? What? 2,300 people. Two years ago, we had a regional convention here at this venue. And that was our biggest convention yet. And we told each other, this is a general rehearsal for an ECNA. And look where we are, 2 years later. I remember I chaired the last meeting of the convention right on this stage. After the convention, everybody left and I sat there and I started bawling my eyes out. Because we put that together in a year. These guys did this in a year and a half. It's crazy. Because all that tension from working hard and getting it done fell off of me. And I walked outside because I needed to smoke a cigarette. And I saw this whole service team bawling their eyes out. And now you allow me to be here in front of you to tell you a little bit about myself. So just pick up the fucking phone instead of the dope. And for the newer people, we have a saying in NA, I know all of them know it. You don't need to ever, never alone, exactly never again. We are all here for you guys. No matter what. How much time do I have left, Feike? 10 minutes? Oh. Huh? Oh, okay. It's so cool to see all of you there, and I'm standing here. It's really humbling. In the past, I would have thought, oh, yeah, look at me. And now I say, oh, yeah, look at all of you. It's an honor, and it's really, really humbling. And I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to be here. You know, I used for 30 years and I fucked up everything I could. I wanted children, I got a great relationship, I fucked everything up. I went to the United States when I was 21. They deported me after a year and a half. But going to jail because of my using saved my life because I was in some bad areas there with a big mouth, not realizing that could have cost me my life. So I'm so grateful. And then I flew back to Amsterdam and the first thing I said, let me, before we go to mom, go get something. I just didn't fucking get it. Took me 30 years. Never heard of Narcotics Anonymous. When I walked in my first meeting in Cape Town, because that's where I went to rehab, I said, please take me away as far as you can, where I'm too scared with my reasonably good English to get out on the streets when I'm resenting something. All I did is copy whatever the people did that I thought, I want what you have. I called people up. My first European convention was in 2016, I believe, in Paris. In that bubble. That was scary too. And then I listened to the main speaker there, the last speaker. I looked him up on Facebook and I sent him a DM. I said, listen, they say stick to the winners. I want to get to know you. That's what I do. So don't be scared to ask people their phone numbers. Do what Richard said, buy the Just for Today. Have people write something on their clean date. That's a pretty cool idea. I owe you guys my life, and I'm so grateful. I'm a grateful recovering addict, and my name is Linda.